This is JIS News coming up. Jamaica's information and communication technology and business process outsourcing sector gets a $56 million grant. Applications now open for Startup Jamaica Initiative and public sector workers to participate in empowerment session. The details after the break.
Manchester residents, do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Tuesday, July 8 at the Mandeville Parish Church Hall, Market Street, Mandeville, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Now the news. Jamaica's information and communication technology and business process outsourcing sector has been boosted with the provision of a $56 million grant under the Compete Caribbean program. The grant was allocated through the Business Process Industry Association of Jamaica, the BPIAJ, which applied for technical assistance support to establish a call center incubator in the Montego Bay Free Zone. An agreement formalizing the provision was recently signed between the Inter-American Development Bank and the BPIAJ. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the provision is timely and will see to the further development of Jamaica's ICT BPO sector.
Not only is the incubator needed, I think it will also spur further development. It will attract further investment in the sector because it is a sector that is fast growing. Jamaica is building its reputation in this area as a place to be, as a growing attraction for the BPO space.
Compete Caribbean is a private sector development program jointly financed by the Inter-American Development Bank, Canadian International Development Agency, and the United Kingdom's Department for International Development. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, MSTEM, is now accepting applications for the government's youth entrepreneurship program, Startup Jamaica. Applications opened last Thursday, July 3, and should be submitted via start-upjamaica.com. State Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, says applicants must ensure their ideas and concepts are applicable for implementation worldwide.
Think beyond the shores of Jamaica or even the Caribbean and ensure that concepts or ideas have applicability across the spectrum.
The Startup Jamaica initiative seeks to provide capital, mentorship, and technical assistance to young tech entrepreneurs who lack starting capital. It's being undertaken over a five-year period. Cabinet has approved a contract valued at $240 million for the installation of light-emitting diode LED streetlights along sections of the Elegant Corridor in Montego Bay, St. James. The contract was awarded to YP Seaton and Associates and is being financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF. The National Works Agency will implement the project. Minister with responsibility for information, Senator Sandria Faulkner, says the lack of streetlights along the corridor between the airport roundabout and Iberostar Hotel has been a concern to the Montego Bay community.
There are safety concerns, not the least of which is the high number of road accidents, some of which have resulted in the loss of lives.
The Elegant Corridor runs from the roundabout at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, heading east to the border of St. James and Trelawney at Greenwood. Senator Faulkner says the lights will be powered by the Jamaica Public Service Company. And employees of government ministries, departments and agencies across the country have been invited to participate in an empowerment session tomorrow, Tuesday, July 8, at the PCJ Auditorium in New Kingston. The session is designed for members of the civil service and will run from 9 to 11 a.m. It is being held under the patronage of Civil Servant of the Year 2013, Director of Production at the Jamaica Information Service, Enthrose Campbell. Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Information Service and coordinator of the event, Donna Marie Rowe, says it will feature a presentation by motivational speaker Dr. Ensombi Jaja.
And what they can expect is to be inspired, to be empowered, to feel as though we've given them that extra wind beneath their wings, just to continue for the rest of the year as nation builders. Parking is available on the road. We managed to get a waiver from KSAC and we're very grateful for that, so persons don't have to worry about parking.
Minister of Information, Senator Sandria Faulkner, and President of the Jamaica Civil Service Association, O'Neill Grant, are expected to be in attendance. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.